Would you join me in a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is the public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunterdon, the state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Here.
Council President Malloy?
Here.
Mayor Higgins?
Here.
Thank you.
We have a quorum.
So we are going to, now that we just began as the council, we're going to adjourn as council and convene as Board of Health and discuss an application for a septic repair on Block 16, Lot 2552 Old Mountain Road. And I believe we have the engineer of record here.
I'm here. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I'm Bill Drapenka with Bay Reese Engineering. And the application before you is an alteration for an existing four-bedroom house. The problem we have, we're seeking a waiver for the distance to the well of 100 feet. We can only get 98 feet. We've pushed the system as far to the rear as possible, but we're shy by 2 feet. They did have a water test. It's currently clean. The current system is about 20 feet from the well itself.
Yeah.
So much more of an improvement and a whole new different system complete from the septic tank, pump tank out to the field. That's pretty much summarizes the property.
I would say I did have a chat with the county folks today, mm-hmm. and, you know, on one hand, it's a de minimis exception, 98 versus 100.
Right.
In addition, it's a significant improvement in terms of distance between what already is a satisfactory situation. So what I would suggest, and please, anybody on council or whomever, feel free to comment on this. You go maybe 2 months, get the well in operation, go a couple of months, test it for coliforms. If it passes, we're finished. If it doesn't pass, then I'd ask that the you or the applicant come back, and we'll talk about either a retest or a UV system to be installed.
Okay. Yeah, that system, the well is operational now, so just use it for another 2 months.
Oh, what I mean is, yeah, once you complete the repair and the septic system is
understood. Okay.
And just to be clear, it's currently passed for coliform tests.
Yes.
With the current location, which
is current
closer.
System, 20 feet away, yes.
Right.
That's correct.
That should be a good solution.
Good discussion? Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the waiver with the stipulation, the condition, as outlined by the mayor.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Yes.
Council President Malloy.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good.
So we'll see you back in 2 months.
And just for the record, he'll have to certify that, I would imagine, with the clerk once it's operational. That
we send the lab test.
Send a lab test in.
Perfect.
Yeah, once the system's completed, they'll send a notice of completion.
I don't know.
And then we've got to have that done.
Well, Bob?
Notice of completion will come from Bob.
Question.
Okay.
And then the word test just will come right from the applicant.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we'll adjourn as Board of Health and reconvene as the council. And we are up to the consent agenda, which only has two items on it this evening. It's very routine stuff. We can approve them both in a single vote. It's a release of escrow and a transfer of some funds from one pocket to the other. Any discussion or concerns?
None.
In that case, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And we're up to the first of two public comment periods. Are there any members of the public that would care to comment or ask any questions? Looks awfully still out there. All right.
Do people ever wait until the second public comment period?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we have a controversial topic before that,
okay.
You know, you can wait and get testimony out.
Yeah.
Something comes up and it jogs their memory of something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if every town does two comment periods. I don't think that to be the case. No?
Usually I've seen they have public comment. The first public comment is on what's up on the agenda. Second public is open to anything they want.
Ah, okay. That's a little stilted.
I don't like that.
Nah. Yeah.
Well, that way they can comment on things being done. It makes you stay there for 2 hours.
And the comment at the comment period at the end at least allows folks who have questions after proceedings to get them out.
Yeah, we're pretty.
No, but somebody sometimes wants to comment on something before you make a decision.
Right.
So. Oh, that's fair. But you know, we're pretty easy going about stuff.
It's easier. They can talk whenever.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, we don't have a very contentious town. It's not like we have folks lined up three deep most nights. And so it's pretty easy to be easygoing with this stuff. Okay. So we're up to reports, and my first report is that our administrator, Mr. Landon, will not be here tonight. He's recovering from an illness, and the medications really wear him out during the course of the day. So I've got his notes, and one of us will, you know, make some of what would have been his comments. So whoever's been to a meeting as liaison first, starting with Mark, chime in.
Sure. The Environmental Commission held their reorg meeting on Thursday, January 4th. The committee is chaired this year by Andrew Holt. Good choice for that. I've had communication with him. They discussed some old business, but projects for 2019. They talked about the trails up at Windy Acres, continuing work there. Being present at Community Day for 2019, discussing different environmental cleanups, and looking at streams that they want to work on, and then also touched on regional environmental planning throughout the township, talking to our neighbors in Highbridge and the town of Clinton as well. Ooh. So.
Sounds like a productive meeting.
Yep, all good. And the next meeting is Thursday, February 7th. And I think you mentioned, Mayor, that there'll be a joint meeting at some point with.
We have to get ourselves space, organized. So. I've been busy with other stuff. Rich is looking at me, but we will we'll get Andy, Rich, myself together, and you know, get a feel for how open space and recreation, environmental, can work better together, and. Get some ideas about what we say jointly like to accomplish. Plus, there is a membership slot on open space from EC, so we'd like to get somebody to come to some of the EC meetings too. So, I'm sorry, the open space.
Open meetings. Space meetings, yeah. Yep. Well,
good stuff.
Board of Ed, local Board of Ed, Clinton Township. They had their reorg meeting on January 7th, 2019. Elected their board president for the year. Also, that we had some discussion with the other nights. They have their five-year strategic plan meeting coming up. Their kickoff meeting was on January 8th with two follow-up meetings, one being next Thursday, January 31st, followed by one February 12th, both starting at 7 p.m. at the middle school. So they'll be looking at the strategic plan. At the kickoff meeting, I guess they put together three teams, compromise of six people, to go ahead and identify what they see as the top 10 strengths and accomplishments and what challenges they see over the next couple of years to address. So I guess they'll be streamlining those based on the feedback from those committees at these next two meetings.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm. So my turn. The planning board, we had our reorg meeting on the 7th. Kevin Semay is our chairman. We have good leadership there. And we didn't discuss any further business at the reorg meeting. The next meeting is on the 4th, and we plan to have a very busy year with all the affordable housing projects and various other things. We did spend some time getting to know each other for the new people on the board, so it was nice. Looking forward to working with them. As far as finance, big news, we hired a CFO. I think she's wonderful. I did take a day to spend with her, and Jess was there as well, and I think she knows what she's doing based on my background. I'm happy that she's here, and I think we have to take full advantage of every hour she has here, right? So I'm gonna stay involved with that and, you know, pick her brain all the time.
You know, you're making me think. Teddy Roosevelt had an expression, and it's, I'm delighted with Lori. I'm so glad she's with us. I share the same opinion as you do.
Yeah.
She's really a terrific CFO.
Yeah. And that's it.
North Hunterdon and Voorhees Board of Ed met on Tuesday. Mr. Kirschberger directed the meeting as president for the first time. Did it very well. It was really, there was nothing substantial that happened other than there was a little issue. Well, there's new members, so of course there was a lot of questioning and answering and things like that. Someone did mention that in the future, finance is going to be discussing, and I know it's going to be controversial down the road, is the turf for North needs to be reskinned.
Yeah.
Okay. And the track at North needs base work and resurfacing. Then they're getting pricing for state contract pricing for turf at Voorhees. So they're just getting pricing. And they also need resurfacing on their...
the track?
The track. Yeah, they don't have any base issues there. So I just predict that's going to be an issue coming down the road.
Because they've been setting money aside.
Annually. You would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
So I anticipate that being interesting in the future. But other than that, it's just nothing. Historic. Mark had put together, and you might want to see a copy of it. He just did a wonderful job. We always put historic articles in the Clinton Township. He pulled all of them.
Oh, did he?
Put them in an electric file with a table of contents and everything.
Nice.
And what we're going to do is we're going to start bringing them back, putting more articles in there, maybe revamping a few of them. But they're really good if any of you guys want to get a copy of it. He did a phenomenal job.
How many of them were written by me?
There were 18 articles total.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had paper copies of a bunch and computers down, so that's good.
Yeah. And they're also, I mentioned it last meeting, that they're going to come probably, I don't know what time in February, the second or fourth, they're going to do like a little presentation of historic items.
That would be
keep us updated on things.
Do you know if they've gotten the Google Drive working? They were talking about trying to get a Google Drive to back up with some electronic, and I could never get in it because I have stuff I need to offload.
I've never heard of that.
Back up.
Since I've done it. So things like this, you want it backed up?
No, I have other stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's a side. Well, yeah.
Well, you know, we can talk.
Hmm? No, that you're making me think, and probably speaking out of turn here. But Exxon did, I think, a pretty amazing history of the site and Exxon's presence in the county. They used to have their board meetings, Exxon's Esso's in those days, Standard Oil's board meetings down in Flemington.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those things you have to get corporate approval and all that. But we're going out there to look at their expansion progress. I think it's early February. And I'll see if I can't remember to ask them if they could, you know, let us take a look at the film.
Interesting.
Yeah, it might be. It's a 20-minute kind of thing. It might be a fun thing if the historic guys would want to come that night.
I think they would.
Yeah.
They're very enthusiastic.
It's very well done. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, our next meeting's February 6th.
And like Tom, I was at the planning board meeting. That was a pretty quiet one, but in the intervening time frame from our reorg till now, we did receive the judgment of compliance and repose for our affordable housing program from Judge Miller in Somerville. That was dated January 9th, and that carries us through 2025 in terms of protection against builders' remedy lawsuits. So that's a long journey on the part of the township and council and planning board, probably, gosh, I'm going to say 3 years of work and negotiations and discussions and everything else. So really, really pleased that happened. And, of course, it's the beginning of another journey, which is actually making stuff, you know, get constructed. So the first project is underway, as most people probably know, on Beaver Avenue. The topology certainly has changed a great deal. But that's the first out of three municipal projects, and with two, what would I call it, inclusionary projects also on the docket. So that was a good thing. Jesse had some highlights here. The DPW is nearly done with leaves. We've done nothing except leave since October, late October, so.
And hampered by equipment malfunction and breakdown.
The rainfall in the county this past year was 71.1 inches average across the county. The beginnings of a rainforest classification runs from 75 inches up. So we were close. And as Brian said, the wet leaves really, they just plain hamper productivity in terms of working out there in the weather, but the machine clogs up, things break. So it's been a real difficult program for us, and we are one of the few townships of our size. We're 34 if you count the water, 30 square miles if you don't, in area, and that's a heck of an area to try to clean up. So I know we'll be putting our heads together come the summertime probably, and see how we can first of all communicate progress a little bit better. And I'm going to ask Councilwoman Switlik, who does a really fine job getting the word out in social media with agendas and that sort of thing, if she would be part of the group that figures out the communication strategy, which, again, is tough because it's raining or it's not. You know, the machines broke or they didn't. So it's one of these things that has to be fairly dynamic. Otherwise, we'll get lots of calls for not showing up as opposed to when are you going to show up. So. But we're gonna talk about that, and there may be ways to make the process a little bit more efficient as well. We are getting down close to the end of the road with Green Acres, who is sort of more or less holding about $2 million for us. I believe we made all the required submissions and are now trying to spur that along to get on an agenda down there in Trenton and see if we can't get our money. Budget process has begun. Jess put the note out today. Cable franchise is still under review by yet another layer of Comcast management. We're hoping for a response in the near future. And again, talking a little bit about, you know, I talked about DPW indirectly in terms of the LEAF program. We also spent a lot of time and trouble during the summer cutting grass and in particular, maintaining some of our open space parcels. So we're going to be looking at contract providers in the coming year for at least a portion of that work. So DPW can spend more time on catch basins and roads and that sort of thing. In addition, we've already approved the capital for a small roller and what's called a hot box. So we can do hot patch instead of cold patch, which lasts a whole lot longer. So we should begin to bring that sort of equipment to the fore in the coming summer as well. And I'm just taking a look here. I think that's about it for me.
The sewer authority met on the 10th, and the main topic of discussion was, once again, the replacement of the building at the pump, station at Stem Brothers. Like that was my cell phone. As you may recall, the Stem Brothers pump station was struck by an automobile, and as a result, this is probably going back a year and a half or so, has to be completely replaced at extensive cost. So the cost to replace the building is $197,000, which they've approved and will be reimbursed for through insurance.
And that was the building that was just installed.
It was hardly a year old, I think, when it was struck.
Yeah.
And around a bollard and a whole bit. Anyway, of course, they had an executive session to deal with the litigation with the town of Clinton. I wasn't privy to any of that conversation. And then the only other item that they really had some discussion on was a meter that is having some issues in a dispute with the town of Clinton, which hopefully will be resolved. And the treatment of individual property pump stations, because they have some maintenance issues there, so they're looking into that. Okay. And recreation will meet on the 4th of February, so I look forward to. I've already reached out to Donna Hogreed, who's the chairwoman of that committee, and look forward to a nice working relationship with them. We'll see how that goes next month.
Lieutenant, anything special going on?
Well, Brian gave me a to-do list here, so I'll go over it. He wanted me to go over the, he did three new applications for firearms, six ID cards, 14 permits. Rather than me sifting through all this, I just jotted a couple things down. DUIs, I believe last month was seven, 14 narcotics-related arrests, a couple assaults, one burglary, a couple invests at the high school, which kind of took up a lot of our time. I really can't get into it, but, you know, and just a lot of other things going on that's keeping us busy, though. Really, if there's any questions you have of me, feel free to ask.
I have a question. I don't know if you even know, but
yes.
Ryan sent us an email of a couple of arrests, and there was one where there was they pulled over two guys that had a lot of drugs and a gun.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? I mean,
yes.
That's pretty impressive. I was really happy.
Yeah, there's been actually, we just had somebody today with a significant amount of drugs too today. They're still working on. So been busy. A couple handgun arrests.
Yeah, yeah.
One was stolen. So
how'd you guys make out through the cold and the weekend
weather?
They did
good. You know, it was. You know what? Thank God it wasn't that bad. And thank God the weathermen always get paid to be wrong. So you know, we don't need any snow.
No.
Warm weather. Let's go.
Agreed. It was fine.
So, but other than that, everything's going good. And that's pretty much it.
Good job.
All right. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
During the storm, I got a call from the Highbridge Police. I don't live too far from Highbridge, on my cable phone number, asking if I was okay. So we don't even use that phone number, but at some point that phone number belonged to someone that was either disabled or elderly or something like that. And so, you know, I called him back and he explained it to me. I said, that's an awful nice thing you do. To call the do we have anything like that?
It's almost like a reverse 911 kind of thing where you
can, yeah.
I mean, we typically don't really do it during like a storm like that. I mean, something we could look into.
Or a power outage.
Facebook and all that stuff like that to just give monitor everything and tell people what's going on. But it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, this is for like the person who's old or can't walk or something like that that might live alone. I mean, I think that it's a nice. I don't know if I would identify those people.
One thing I will say, and not to get off topic.
But I got off the list, by the way. You took me off the list.
That's good. We'll make sure you're okay. But if you, you know, obviously you guys all live in the area, just especially elderly people, there's a lot of scams going around.
Yeah.
Somebody just fell for one, like, horribly today, and it's a shame that they fell for it. But and also, lock your doors. I mean, most of these burglaries and thefts we're getting, people are leaving their doors open.
Car doors as well as house doors.
Yeah, they're leaving their doors open. And, you know, there's people that come out here at night, and not to get into it too much, that really don't belong out here. And they're looking to prey on people. So you just got
to
really.
Yeah, we didn't need to lock our doors.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. But now you got to be careful. They're looking for key fobs. I mean, Mark can tell you stories. I mean, they're just got to be careful. Don't invite them in. Just, you know, and pass the word around the scams. And Larry updates our Facebook about the scams and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of people probably don't read it, especially older people.
Right.
So just one thing to pass along a little bit. So.
And also I heard Hunterdon County is the lowest county in the state of New Jersey for car fatalities.
Yeah, I did read that.
Right, so that's good.
That's good.
I mean, by a big, like the next one is six or seven or something, yeah. So by a big margin.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we are the highest in the state for deer car collisions at 900. Yeah.
No, we're second.
Are we?
We're second at 900.
Who was?
I don't know who first was.
Warren County, maybe?
It's going to come to me before the meeting's over, I think.
Sussex.
Mammoth.
Really?
Really?
No, that's probably wrong.
All right. Yeah, you don't have to guess.
Mr. Shaw knows.
It's not,
he's dying to tell us.
Well, you're all right on that. There are studies depending on, you're looking at the statistics from the insurance industry, from the state, from the police departments, and they all come in a little different, but without doubt, Hunterdon is, Clinton Township is among the worst in the county, and Hunterdon is among the worst in the state.
Right.
So other than that, it doesn't really matter. But we did just take first. We edged out somebody else, and there was another one that we were second. So.
That's just on the DOT stats now.
I don't know about the cars.
We have the deer, right?
Yeah. Good.
We're dangerous.
But we're up there.
Yeah.
All right. So we can move on to resolutions, and this is a resolution that allows our new CFO to act as a qualified purchasing agent, a QPA, which allows the it moves the bid threshold and the quotation thresholds up to reflect his or her experience in minding the dollars of the township. Very standard kind of thing, and that was a really nice capability that Lori brought with her when she joined the township. Any suggestions? Or
that's great.
I'll make the motion this time.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next item is the introduction of an ordinance, and this is 1128-19. It's an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, revising the development application checklist number one and amending Chapter 165, the land use regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton. This is a
1129-19.
No, I made a mistake.
Oh.
It is 1128-19.
There's a typo on the.
Okay.
Yeah, on the agenda. And this is a sort of a technicality. It's we are now subject to the jurisdiction of Highlands, having opted in back in June of 2015, and we're at a point where they get first dibs on development applications. So when somebody comes forward to the planning board to build something, do something, they get a rather lengthy checklist, and this includes the Highlands requirements as part of the checklist, just to make it easier and simpler for the applicants and to correctly represent who does what and when. So a very technical kind of thing. Any discussion on the part of council?
No.
Does it have any of the updates we've been targeting years ago when we were, this is going back to when Becky was around.
Oh, yeah, we did do the update, Becky. When I was planning board chair, she probably pursued me for 3 years.
Yeah.
Those updates were done.
Okay.
And then this is on top of it. This is really exclusively Highlands kind of stuff.
So we had a checklist. You just revised it, or is this a brand new checklist?
It's a revised checklist.
Revised.
There's more boxes to check.
And the public hearing is in 3 weeks.
Correct. At the next council meeting.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we're now up to vouchers, and looked at them, and they look reasonable. $3.4 million for the Board of Ed. Our primary school system, just shy of 1.2 for North Hunterdon and Voorhees, and about $600 or so for regular operations, for a grand total of $6.6 million.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And now we're up to the second public comment period. Our discussion has engendered any comments, questions, or concerns on the part of the public. Guys are letting us off easy tonight, but I shouldn't press my luck. So so we are now at the point where we are planning to go into executive session. And
of course, we got to make a motion to adjourn.
No, we just motion to go into executive session.
Yeah. And did you take that?
I'm working. I'm kind of coming up here.
Sorry. I'm trying to beat that record, so 25-minute record. Right.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I seldom get this correct.
I know.
Carl is usually on me about it, but you guys fill in for her sometimes, too. So we're going into executive session. We're not going to take any action coming out of executive session, so if folks don't want to, there's no special reason to stand around in the hallway. It's going to be a discussion. So could I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to leave. Yeah, Mike, so executive session
is about 6 minutes to 8. May I have a motion to leave executive session?
I'll make a motion to leave executive session.
Mark has seconded it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wait, opposed? Tom and Mark?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Opposed or abstaining? All right, and then I'll go out of tradition. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I'm letting Mark off the hook. He's new.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to do it every meeting.
Yes. Yeah, for the whole year.
Right. Now I know. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. There you go. I made the motion. Seconded. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Okay, aye. We're done. Thank you.